Welcome to Seeing Into Being Summit, spiritual insights and stories to awaken the golden age in your heart, mind, and daily life.
Brother Charlie, hello and welcome to this Seeing Into Being program. It's very, very lovely to have you with us. You're doing well?
Thank you so much, Eric. Yes, I'm doing really well and lovely to hear you also.
So you know we're taking you to the doors of heaven to see how it looks like on the other side. And we thought you will have some insights on how to move into this new world. And the beauty of this project is to see what every one of us is seeing. So my first question to you will be, have you ever seen the other side, either through vision, through dreams? What's your personal experience of seeing the new world, the golden age?
Actually, in my very early days, I began my spiritual life in London. And after about 18 months, I returned to Australia, and I was in Sydney. And in those days, the BK family was very young and sort of very adventurous. And one time we went to a national park, an incredibly beautiful place, with untouched beaches and so on. And we spent the day there, and in the evening we sat down to meditate on a beach. And it was sort of a very balmy evening with a beautiful sunset. And I just sat down and we began to meditate, and I felt I stepped out of the present into a golden age itself. It's almost like my samskaras of that time sort of took over within me, and I was in a viman, and it was absolutely soundless. It was just this extraordinary sort of machine, which didn't feel like a machine. It felt like I was a part of it. We were together, and I was flying like a bird over the beachfront, into valleys, over hills, so silently sort of diving in and out. It was just a spectacular sensation. And I felt, I don't know, the feeling was I was one with the landscape, one with nature. I did not feel separate at all. It was like I belonged to the environment and the environment belonged to me. And it almost felt like the whole environment had a personality. And we were loving and welcoming each other. It was like an interactive feeling as I was just moving around. And there was an extraordinary peace and beauty that cannot be described. And I suppose the nature felt absolutely innocent and pristine. And I felt the same too. And I suppose I had a little window into the absolute wonder of that, you know, that environment which we're about to go to.
It seems a very vivid experience that still remains alive in you. Have you ever gone back to the park to see if there was an update in the vision?
No, I can visualize it. You know how some experiences like recorded on the memory track?
Right.
I just have this visual recording behind my eyes, and I can just see myself flying through nature. And but it was more the relationship with nature was something I've never experienced before. It was like the soul and matter coming together in a loving embrace. That's the only way I can describe it.
You were mentioning that you felt your golden age of samskaras were emerged. Can you try to be more specific in what, how did you feel about yourself, like nature, yes, but also what did you feel within yourself about you?
I felt internally like, I suppose, an innocence and a cleanliness. My whole perception of everything was utterly different from what it is now. And I suppose that I look through a filter that had no sense of us and them and me and you, no sense of duality. You know, there was such an innocence within myself, and my perception of everything was just like so clean and so, I don't know, the ultimate state of positivity. It was just it was almost like stepping into a set of samskaras that have been lying dormant within the memory track for a long time. It was a really special feeling, and I've, you know, only had that feeling a couple of times, I would say.
It seems like these experiences are given to us. For many, I think it would be early days also in Gyan as a foundation that we need to build something from it. What do you feel has been the role of these experiences in your Brahmin life and in your actual understanding of what the Golden Age is? Do you feel that these visions or the experiences you had, have they been useful to you to understand more, to gear yourself towards the Golden Age in a better way?
Yeah, I think absolutely. Because I think I have the sense, the perception now, even, you know, often I feel that my intellect has knowledge and I have such deep love and faith in that knowledge, but sometimes perception still looks through the old story, not the new story that Baba has given. And so, you know, it's sort of slightly cloudy the way, you know, because we live in this Iron Age world of duality, of like and dislike and accept and reject, and to sort of step into a whole different feeling of, you know, such, without duality was just extraordinary. And sometimes, actually, when I've meditated, when Baba got us to do those five forms, and to me it was almost like there's five sets of samskaras in the soul, and one of them, still recorded in my memory track, is like the set of golden aged samskaras. And sometimes I've really tried to step into that set of samskaras of the golden age, you know, with a divine intellect to access those samskaras and allow the feelings, the fragrance of that period in my story emerge. And I think the feelings I really love is that feelings of innocence and living in the now. You know, I love to emerge the feeling of innocence without any concept of impurity at all, but living in the now. That, you know, I find that such a extraordinary part of our future, that there's no action that pulls me to the past. The past is almost irrelevant, and no need to plan for the future. I'm completely and utterly spontaneous, you know, like what is in the soul at the moment is emerging. It's not calculated and thought through. It just is, you know, just the pure expression of a clean soul at each moment. And I, you know, I sometimes, because I observe myself now, sometimes I think through, I plan, I prepare, but I often find the joy of life is when I'm absolutely spontaneous, when I'm in an elevated state, and that it just comes from that place, which is of that set of original samskaras. It's a really wonderful feeling.
And do you have any yuktis to trigger that feeling? If that is for you also a connection with the, you know, samskaras of the Golden Age, but to trigger that experience of the now and the experience of being fully present now, what's your method sometimes to remind you, to help you to return to that state?
I think it probably, you know, the memory, if one can emerge, that sort of five forms. But I do think that sometimes, you know, I suppose I observe that iron-aged filter, you know, which sort of locks me in the present set of issues and things to do and problems. And, you know, and that filter, I think, sometimes governs a lot of... it doesn't really enable me to step into that place. And I often, what I try to do now is really ask myself the question, am I living in my old story? I might believe the new story Baba's given me. I love it. I even talk about it. I teach it. But am I living in the new story, or am I sort of stuck in my old story and all its patterns? And I find that when I sort of really emerged that God's given me a completely new story. Beyond the good and bad, the right, the wrong, the like, the dislike, all the sort of duality. And that, you know, in this life, as I become pure, I only, you know, the good story is just seeing good, being in love, you know, giving respect. And it's like stepping into the perception that of my new story, just living it. It sort of triggers, I think, or reconnects with those deep feelings and those deep samskaras within the soul. But, you know, sometimes it can happen and sometimes it can't. And I think mainly it's because I still look through the old story, even in a subtle way, in the way I perceive things happening around me.
We're going to focus for many days on this idea of seeing into being. And I was wondering, you know, like we've been with Baba for so many years, and I think like many of us in the early days, yes, Golden Age was a beautiful aspect of flying vimans and crowned deities and lion with the lamb in the heavens. You know, we had, I think, beautiful images given to us by Baba as well in the Murli. And now we reach a time when we're facing the news, which are quite disturbing with, you know, heavy news, actually, on the international level. And so we want to move to another reality, a world, an entire world that would be completely different from the one we're living in. How do you think about this new world, this transition, our role? How is this golden age for you going to become a reality? And what is you kind of thinking about the process of moving into the new world? Big question.
You know, I just only yesterday someone sent me a link to a talk by Shivani. And Shivani is talking to thousands of people with a lot of loveliness and confidence. She's saying to this audience, we are going to see a completely golden age of India in 2022. And I was really pretty struck by her confidence to mention a date, but it really made me think. We are at such a transition point, and I really began to think that I am so absorbed often in now, and yet I'm on the absolute cusp of such an extraordinary world that's about to emerge. And I think we're going to, as it comes, and my observation of Daddy, you know, like we live in this world of duality and we see it at every millisecond in life, but as the soul becomes cleaner and cleaner, you see beauty in everything. And I think the golden age is actually emerging in us. It emerges in us, and then the more it does, as we step into life, it's going to emerge, you know, it's really going to happen in the environment around us. And I was sitting with a group of BKs here just tonight, and we were seeing we should talk more about this and why this project is so lovely, because it's actually reminding us that we're on the cusp of this extraordinary gift from Baba, absolutely extraordinary, and how ready am I in myself to step into the part in my sanskaras, which is almost with me. And I love that idea of it's just like I've got to invoke it. It's almost like the world's invoking it, time's invoking it, Baba's invoking it. And I've got to step into that elevated sort of role in my sanskaras at the end of the cycle and the beginning of the new cycle.
Wow. Sounds like it's happening soon, huh? From what you say, it's starting in us and going to materialize in front of us very soon.
Well, as you remember, in the old days, Baba would always say when, you know, about time, we are the clocks. And, you know, we know our story of transformation, you know, so much to transform. And yet, I think it'll happen so sort of quickly in the end, you know. Because I have a feeling that time will change and we will just move into this yogi part. We won't speak much, and we will really, because we know there's limited time, and The soul will really be close to Barbara, and I think there'll be rapid transformation to, you know, prepare my sanskaras, step into the sanskaras of my future part in the golden age.
Do you think that as a world family, we're missing something to move a little bit faster in that direction, that, you know, maybe golden age has been fading out a little bit of our discussion, I think, in the Brahmin world, you know, for the last few years, we're very into dharma, into service, so much of the reality of our day-to-day spiritual growth. But the golden age, what do you think is missing for us to maybe bring it into a reality a little faster, maybe as fast as Baba would like us to do?
You know, I think when I began the yajna, the whole culture of the yajna was self-realization. You know, the whole attention was that I'm in this life to bring transformation. And then for all good reason, the culture has become one of service, because it's our duty to offer God's truth to all my brothers and sisters in the world. But I think that has taken us, you know, into a different sort of mode of doing. But I'm sure a new culture will emerge as well when we, as the world sort of falls into more chaotic state, we will become more and more aware. Like Baba says, the trees of heaven, we'll feel we can touch them. And I think we will feel the invocation of that elevated part in myself emerging. And that's where I feel we won't speak as much. I think the service will be subtle. It'll be yogi. It'll be spiritual. It'll be through our faces. It'll be through our being. And that very much is really how the, you know, I see the deities communicating anyway. It's all through the face and vibes. I have a sense that they don't speak much. I mean, what would you talk about when you don't have to talk about the past or work out issues or whatever? You know, I feel so much of the communication will be through the mind and the face and the feelings. And so I think everything's going to happen very fast too. And I think this sort of the sense of the invocation of this extraordinary new world will become more powerful in the minds of the family very quickly.
All right, we're almost there, Charlie. Just one more thought, and I'm sure you're going to make us all go into this beautiful world. Let's maybe ask you to close this conversation with you, if you could guide us just for 2-3 minutes on just a little journey in your mind about this new world. How do you see it? In a form of little meditation commentary, can you take us there for a few minutes and see where we go?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Let me reflect on my whole story sitting in my memory track. I hold my whole journey through time. I feel my eternal sanskaras, just a bindi, a point, a soul. Now, let me feel my original sanskaras as the deity, my devotional sanskaras as a searcher, my Brahman sanskaras as one in transformation, my angelic sanskaras as a world transformer. Now let me rest in my original sanskaras, and let me adopt an intellect of complete innocence, an intellect that cannot comprehend anything but love, truth, longing, beauty, a complete purity of intention and vision. Just let me look through this intellect of complete innocence. Let me look at my world around me. I see a world of absolute wonder, a world that pulsates with the fragrance of love, a world full of belonging. Through this intellect of innocence, I see others whose faces express such joy to see me. I live in a huge family, a family without barriers or borders. I see nature as my friend and companion, who lovingly serve me. This is my world. I belong. I belong. I belong.